This is such an exciting episode of the Guide to Culture podcast. And that is because, fam, there is an announcement that's happening right now. It's a very exciting announcement. It's a long-awaited announcement. And it is that the Daily Deposit Journals are here. The brand new, beautifully branded, beautiful colors. It's here and it is ready to go, okay? And they're gonna go on sale on Friday, August the 14th. Friday, August the 14th is the first day. It is the launch day. It is the time for you to grab it and get it in your hands. Now, if you don't know what the daily deposit is, this is a practice that has been kind of a thing over the last, I guess, couple of years since Guide Culture really started, and they've been sold out for a minute and now they are fresh and beautiful and ready for you. What's really cool about the daily deposit practice, and guys, this is just between you and me, okay? Don't tell anybody. And that is that you really don't need the journal. Honestly, you can do this on any piece of paper, any notebook. If you have a journal that you're using right now that's blank and you just really love it and you want to keep everything in one place, that's totally fine. It is a practice that takes 5 minutes, and it is the one thing that I feel like I can attribute the growth of Guide Culture and how it's grown kind of pretty quickly, really. And that is because not just me, but the whole team is focused on the most important things. We're focused on planning and executing the needle moving things. We're not putting out fires. We're not doing things that don't matter. We're delegating as much as possible. And it keeps us so laser focused. The other thing I just love about it is the internalization that happens of what you are learning. So if you're an entrepreneur or really just any kind of growth oriented person, you're learning all the time, right? And the daily deposit practice over time, it really helps take brand new information and turn it into effortless pieces of knowledge. And that is invaluable, especially if you're in the, you know, people development business, which I would say everybody is in the people development business, right? You're always trying to have your clients leave you better than they found you. Then you really need to be developing yourself on a totally different level. And so the daily deposit really, really supports this practice. So in this podcast episode, you are going to learn really how to do the daily deposit really well, and also really how to master it. You're gonna learn the science that's behind each and every piece, because there is a science behind each and every piece, why it works, so that you can feel really inspired to actually execute. The second that this podcast is over, you can start doing it right now. Now, one thing I will say that's really special about the daily deposit is I've gone through probably about 4 or 5 now, and I love looking back through them. Kat and I, we actually were just at her house looking back through her daily deposit journals. And there is nothing more beautiful than really being able to reflect on your growth and where you've come from, and also just project where you are going. So like I said, they're going live this Friday. I'm just so excited. I can't wait for you guys to have it. If you want to know what it looks like, just jump on my Instagram, Macy McNeely. I'll definitely be posting some videos and some photos all this week, so you can take a look-see. You'll be able to grab it at guideculture.co/shop, and the link will be in the show notes as well. Thank you so much. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope you feel really empowered and ready just to win life and set those alarms for the daily deposit journals. They'll be ready to go at 8 a.m. Eastern time. Hey everybody, my name is Macy McNeely.
I'm Catherine Schubert.
And we are a part of the Guide Culture team. And we are so excited that you are here, whether you've already ordered the Daily Deposit Journal, or maybe it was a gift to you. Maybe someone has been telling you about this practice and you downloaded the one sheet and you're like, but how do I do it? You know, this looks cool. Listen, there is a science to this.
And yes.
It has been proven to work and help people get results over and over and over again. And so whether you have the journal or you do this on your own journal, it really doesn't matter. We just want to make sure you feel really, really equipped to do this well so you can move the needle in your life.
Yeah, and one of the things we like most about this is that we've boiled down about 5 components, mm-hmm. understood the science of it, And it focused on the whole person approach to you moving the needle.
Yeah.
So this really isn't just a hustle your face off type of approach.
No.
It's let's slow down, mm-hmm. focus on what's really important, focus on you as a person, and then move the needle.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's start.
Let's go.
Okay. So the first section is thankfulness. What you are thankful for. Now, before you eye roll to gratitude, there is some serious science behind gratitude, and we are so excited just to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's really cool. You know, as humans, it can be really easy from the moment your eyeballs open in the morning to just think like, gosh, I have to do so much today. Mm. I'm so busy. This is going to be hard, or I don't want to do this. Or maybe you are excited. Either way, there is a huge opportunity to start almost with like fertile ground in your day. Oof. And thankfulness is really, really huge because not only does it release certain chemicals in your mind that give you clarity, that make you happier, they also, I mean, make other people want to be around you because you're that happy. Your person.
And that's exactly what I want to talk about right here is because, I mean, if you think about the people that you love in your life and you love being around, they're probably pretty happy people.
Yeah.
And we are actually sales trainers by trade. That's what our expertise is in. And we know that the most important part of sales, or one of the most important part of sales, is really being liked. People do business with people that they like. Period. Even if your product's more expensive, even if you have less service options, even if it's just not as good as other people, if you are liked, you already have kind of a little bit of a higher chance of getting the business.
Go ahead. And just think of it like this, you know, the people just in your everyday life, even if it doesn't have to do with business, if they're the ones who are complaining, who just tend to be like sarcastic, make fun of people, don't seem grateful at all. Do you typically want them to be the one at the party?
No.
You really don't. Yeah. And so in business, this is really magnified because of what Macy said, which is that's kind of the trump card. They're going to do business with people they like and that they know and that they trust. And this is a really huge component of all those things, actually.
Yes. And you know what I love that you say, Kat, a lot is that it's really not so much about what you do. It's so much about what you think. And if you were to listen to any productivity kind of podcast or expert, you would hear time management. What do you do? How do you? While that is all very, very important, how you think about what you do is probably even more important.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be easy to be overwhelmed by the things we have to do. So they do have to get done, but switching your mind to being thankful for what you have to do and for the things you have, again, fertile ground for the day.
And the last thing we want to say about thankfulness is that having a heart of thankfulness, it really comes out in your eyes. And if you are like us and you do online business, you're probably showing your face a lot in video on Instagram stories. Maybe you have a YouTube channel. However, you're marketing yourself. It comes through your eyes and you really can't fake it. So really starting with this heart of thankfulness, it's going to take you way further than you even realize. One of the best techniques that we have for you is to really write, I'm thankful for, all three times. I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for, and then get very, very specific. So instead of I'm thankful for the weekend, you might say something like, I'm thankful for the time at the playground on Saturday with my family, something like that.
Yeah, very true. It really just resonates more with your mind and your heart that way.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, let's go to the second section right here, which is what I am learning. And this is all about personal development.
So, you know, if thankfulness is fertile ground for the day, I really think that personal growth, personal development is like fertilizer.
It
pours a little bit of gasoline, which is not fertilizer, but it pours a little gasoline on who you are so that you can really become a better version of you. Not so you can become something else.
That is such a great analogy.
I love it.
It just makes you better.
Yeah.
And, you know, personal development, it's probably one of the most important things you can do to grow your business. I know it doesn't feel like that, possibly. It feels like things need to be done, but it's very hard to do things well when you aren't the best version of yourself. I want to just encourage you to think a different way about what you do. No matter what industry you're in, you're really in the people business. Mm-hmm. And at that, you're kind of in the people development business. You want them to leave you better than they found you.
Yep.
And how does that happen if you're
you're not developing yourself, right?
100%. And if you're listening to this, there's a really good chance that you run an online business, that you are a creator of mm-hmm. some kind. And another really cool part about taking in this information, internalizing it, which we'll talk even more about in a second, is that you can really become, this information can become so much a part of you that mm-hmm. you create content, written materials, videos really naturally. Mm-hmm. It is a part of you. You want to talk more about internalization?
Yeah. You know, we started personal development a few years ago, and I think we both were kind of in a place of like, hey, I'm reading so much, but I'm not grasping onto mm-hmm. it. It's not really kind of sticking with me. And we were learning about what it means to internalize, and internalization really means it kind of becomes reactive. It is reactive, and you almost feel the material more than you know the material. Mm-hmm. And as we were learning and reading a ton of stuff, I mean, I know for me especially, I found that it was not being internalized. So I did some research on how to do that as an adult. You know, as an adult, it's a lot harder to learn than it is as a child. And what I found is that it's repetition. That's all it is you repeat, 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 repeat. And it's not just reading it over and over. It's writing it down. It's saying it out loud, and it's coming back to it over and over mm-hmm. again. And so each morning, you know, reading is a huge part of just what we do. Of learning is mm-hmm. a huge part of what we do. But as we learn, we like to take out concepts or principles that are like, man, that mm-hmm. is something worth internalizing. I know my technique is I kind of have a notes section in my phone, and I just have a list of bullets. And so I will, you know, write it in my notes. I might write it in the notes in my phone. And then when it's time to do my daily deposit, I'll pull out the notes app, and I will just repeat right here in the what I'm learning. So we're getting multiple repetitions right there. We're reading it in the book. We might write it down in some notes, write it in our phone, and then repeat it the next day by writing it mm-hmm. in the journal. And then you have it sitting here all day long, and you can continue to repeat it.
So good. And then, you know, another part of this internalization is that when it does become a part of you, you actually start to act on it.
Ooh, yeah.
I know that more often than not, whenever we read something, we come into the office, we have a conversation on the yes. phone, and we ended up talking about it.
Yes.
And it's almost like how does this become part of what we do at Guide Culture?
Yes.
And, you know, it just challenges us, mm-hmm. which is also another thing we talk about.
Yes.
Is the things that you read, that you listen to, there's a great place for things to be fun and light mm-hmm. and not challenging. This material that you are working hard to internalize kind of needs to be challenging.
Yeah.
If you are met with some resistance where you feel like, man, I'm just like, I'm not there yet. That is good. That is good, because we're not really in the business of like confirming right. how amazing we are.
Right.
Because we know how much growth needs to happen. Mm-hmm. So if you're met with some resistance, just feel that burn mm-hmm. and know that you have some applying to do. And then you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And then you just look back and you're like, wow. Yes. I didn't used to feel like a leader, but now I feel like a very authentic leader.
Yes, because it's really, I mean, you can learn all the stuff, but if it's not applied, it
yes.
doesn't really matter. And so yeah. this is going to help you apply it. I would encourage you to go ahead and think about when, where, and how you can use the material that you're learning. And maybe that's something you can write in your daily deposit as well.
Mm. Gosh, so good. So you may have been in a season of life, and maybe that season is now, where your to-do list feels so long, like you're even chasing your tail. It's
yeah.
just, it never ends. And how are you ever going to get ahead, much less catch up, right?
Ooh.
That is exactly why the game day list was created, yeah. so that you could focus on the important things in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that life has a lot going on. So if you can really boil it down, concentrate it to mm-hmm. 5 needle moving activities that you do daily, how yeah. much can you get done and get ahead? Because really, the whole point of the game day list is to move the needle in any area of your life, right? Your health, your relationships, your business, so that it's really fruitful and you have margin,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you ever had a to-do list and you find yourself choosing the things that you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And maybe you choose the things that feel really fun. Like if you love to organize and it's like, man, I need to color code the email.
Mm.
And it feels like you're doing so many good things, but it's actually not moving the needle at all. So I'm really hoping that the game day list is going to challenge you to get clear on what the actual needle moving activities are. And also, like, you are going to feel some resistance at
mm-hmm.
first.
Yeah.
But the more that you do this, it's like working out, honestly, the stronger your muscles are going to be to power through that resistance and knock the things out. So you want to talk about what those needle moving activities
are? I do. So there is a quadrant that helps with productivity, and it really separates things into urgent and important. So let's just talk about that really quick. So there's urgent tasks and there's important tasks. Urgent ones are things like deadlines, things that have got to get done mm-hmm. now. They're time-bound things. And those are fine. Life is going to throw those at you. Your work is going to have deadlines. Totally normal. But the things that are important are not time-bound. They do get you toward your goals. Mm-hmm. Okay? So urgent and important things are very different, right? And what happens is often we can become slaves to the urgent things. It's yes. like, oh, well, it's due today. It's due today. It's yes. due today. I have to do it. Yes. And all of a sudden, you kind of end up living every day this way.
Yes.
And you're stressed. You're frazzled. Mm-hmm. If you know someone who's frazzled, they're probably living in the urgent part of life.
Yes.
When you do game day list activities daily, you end up living in the important side of things. Mm-hmm. And what this really means is if you don't do it, no one's going to ask, where's this work?
That's right.
What's going on? It's due today.
Nobody cares about
No one cares,
work.
Right? Yeah. No one cares if you don't read. No one cares if you don't exercise, really, unless mm-hmm. you pay them to
make hold you accountable. Exercise, yeah.
Some other things, like getting ahead on a project.
Yeah.
No one's going to ask where it is if you're ahead.
Right.
Right. So, but how good does it feel to get ahead?
Oh, my gosh. It's very life-changing.
Good. It does. So, when you – and even, like, journaling. Mm-hmm. This was something I would put on my game day list yeah. because it creates so much freedom in your mind
yes.
that you can actually be more productive on the other things you have to do. So do you have more important ideas for important things?
I have a lot of thoughts on important things.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing about having urgent things that happen, we want those to be things that are not really in our control. Maybe someone's sick.
Yeah.
Someone's,
we want them to be.
Right. We don't. Sorry.
No, yeah. you're right. We do. Right. I want to emphasize that.
Right. So maybe you're sick. Someone's sick and you got to go to the hospital. You got to help somebody. Someone needs you. Something like that. When those things happen, if you're living in the game day list, it's very easy to drop and do because you're so ahead.
Right.
And we want to really be able to be at service for people. Mm-hmm. And the only way we can do that is if we're ahead on things. This
yeah.
is going to help you not have urgent heart,
right?
It keeps you kind of at
right.
peace, and it gives you a lot of margin for creativity.
So yeah, imagine this. So if you're a parent out there, mm-hmm. or even a sibling, just doesn't even matter, mm-hmm. and you've been living in the game day list, you've been focusing on important things, you're just moving the needle day by day, you're laying the bricks, building the strong structure for your life, a foundation for your life, and you find out that someone you love so much has a pop-up recital.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh, you know what? It's 2:00, but I can actually go
yes.
because I've been living in the important things, and this is also an important thing.
Yes.
I don't have to say, no, I have a deadline.
Right.
You're actually ahead on the things that matter when no one was on your back about it.
Right.
So you can live your life when life comes up.
Yes. And there is so much we could talk about in
so
the game day list. Like, we could go on and on. If you don't know, if you haven't heard of needle movers, there's a program that we offer that goes so deep in what all the quadrants are, why they matter, and where to live in terms of your energy and your
yes.
time so that you can really build a business and a life that lasts. So that you're mm-hmm. not living in burnout, people aren't on your back, and you can show up with joy
yes.
and consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So I would highly recommend looking into that.
Yeah, 100%. We really could go on and on.
Yeah, we could.
Whoops.
But yeah. we need to move on
we
to
do.
Go into the next section.
Yep. So the next session is really telling you who you are. Actually, you get to tell yourself who you are. And the technique we use for this is affirmations. So maybe you have heard of affirmations before, maybe you haven't, but really all that means, the word affirm means to encourage.
I just love that.
And you know, it's so cool because maybe someone has told you, maybe someone like a teacher or a family member or a friend has said, you are just such a nice person. You're so kind. You're
yeah.
so thoughtful. You're so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're so responsible. And it makes you feel good,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Oh,
someone just encourages you.
It just
nothing feels better.
It fuels the soul.
Yes, it does. And for whatever reason, I don't think as a society we are encouraged to encourage ourselves.
Right.
It's almost like self-love in a weird way or
yeah.
something.
Mm-hmm.
But what we want to say is there is a healthy way
mm-hmm.
to just encourage yourself, to
yeah.
have a good self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And what we like to think of this as is if you're telling yourself a story and maybe it's negative,
mm-hmm.
maybe it's negative because someone said, oh gosh, you've never been on time. You've never been one to be on time.
Yeah.
You know, you've always been a little bit awkward. It's okay. You know, you've really never liked public speaking. Yeah. Voice shaky.
She's a little shy.
Yeah. Our family's always late to everything. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. That's a negative narrative.
Yeah, and a lot of times people will subconsciously live out that narrative, yes, even though they can totally be different. All they've been told is that they're a certain way.
Yes, and we really, one of our big beliefs around here is that you can take personal responsibility, yeah, over really any area of your life. Mm-hmm. And this area is one where you can change the narrative.
Oof.
You can change the narrative to be, mm-hmm, positive, to be uplifting, even if it doesn't feel possible for you to be, you know, a confident public speaker, mm-hmm, or to be a leader or to be a good storyteller or to, you know, whatever the thing is that really you feel pulled in your heart toward, you can change your narrative to end up moving in that direction, because what you tell your subconscious, is about 90% of your brain, mm-hmm, and you do end up moving in that direction, which is so powerful.
Absolutely. And so there is a whole list of affirmations that can possibly help you in the daily deposit. Just open it up at the very beginning. And I just want to encourage you to read those and take note of what feels like, man, I'm not that. That is not who I am. Mm-hmm. I'm not somebody that's on time. I'm not somebody that is positive. I'm not a leader. If you feel that, that is exactly why you should be using those, yep, affirmations. And, mm-hmm, so what's going to happen is you're going to change your subconscious. And, yep, so let's say you struggle with leadership. You struggle with being the one that kind of, you know, tells everybody what to do and leads the pack. I would encourage you to start writing, I am a leader, and feel what it feels like to be a leader and visualize it. And as that becomes a part of your subconscious, you're going to see more opportunities to walk into being a leader, more than you would if it wasn't in your subconscious. Now, this absolutely takes time. It takes effort. You know, a lot of times our affirmations are the same for a long time. I've been writing, I am a winner for the last year and a half. Yep. You know, just always trying to be, you know, a certain type of person. Yep. And that's a great thing.
Yep. I actually just looked at my daily deposit from 2 years ago almost. Uh-huh. And one of the things that I apparently was struggling with was being consistent.
Oh, wow.
So I said, I show up every day. Mm. And now I look back, I'm like, wow.
How could you ever not show up
every
day?
That's so crazy. Yeah. Like, that is so easy for me now. But at the time, it was like pulling teeth.
Wow.
And I'm so glad I encouraged myself. Mm. Because now I can encourage others that it's so possible.
Wow,
it's so and that good. Really is the picture of what you can do is become stronger so you can help other people. So you can hold, yes, the ladder for other people. It's really awesome.
Yes. And don't be afraid to say these out loud, because, yeah, what is said out loud is 80% more likely to happen.
Yep.
So say it out loud. Another great technique is to take your pointer finger and kind of go across the words, say it out loud, visualize it, feel it, and just do this over time. Commit to the process. One day you're going to look up and be like, oh my gosh, I am like one of the best leaders in my company or in the best leaders, yep, in my field. And you can be so proud of yourself.
Yep. And one thing that really is cool, you can kind of expect this to happen, is one day someone might compliment you,
ooh,
for that very thing that
that's happened
you,
to me.
Yes. It's just so, mm-hmm, cool how this ends up working out in your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't wait to hear stories that you guys tell us from just how this looks.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Now, before we go into the next section, the way this is laid out is, you know, you start with a thankful heart.
Yep.
Start with, hey, what am I going to think about? Not necessarily what I'm going to do, but what am, yep, I going to think about? Reflect on what you're learning so that you can internalize and really be the gasoline on who you already, yep, are. Challenge yourself with the game day list. You might feel a little bit of tension, might, mm-hmm, feel a little bit of resistance, mm-hmm, and then remind yourself who you are, because you are totally capable of doing those game day list, mm-hmm, items. Up next is the accountability, no fluff system to make sure that you are getting things done. And so for a game day, there's either winning or there is losing. If you get everything done, you get a W, and if you don't, you get an L. And I really want to talk about the L, because, mm-hmm, it is actually so incredibly powerful. So, you know, growing up, Kat,
yep,
you and I both, we worked really hard in school.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really frowned upon to get a fail, right?
But I did.
You did. So did I.
Right.
But, you know, your parents aren't celebrating you.
That's
They're
right.
They're not like, hey, let's go get ice cream.
That's
and
right.
celebrate your A plus. They're like, hey, let me give you a little talking to, because you didn't do well. So from the beginning, we've been kind of trained to not like to fail.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is that we love a guy named Dennis Whaley. He's an amazing author. And he talks about how in life you really need to be failing about 50%. At 50% of the time. And if you're not, you might not be challenging yourself enough. And I don't know about you, but I want to make sure that I'm making progress in life, right?
Absolutely.
And he basically, his case is, hey, if you're not failing, there's really no progress making. You're kind of staying in the same boat, right? Mm-hmm. And so what I find happening is that people are kind of scared to lose or scared to fail because they're not numb to it. It stings. It stings a little bit too much. I want to encourage you to really get numb to the L, to get numb to the F, to the fail, and to really embrace it. And so this is a great system to be able to do that. Now, winning and losing, listen, losing is an event. It's not a person.
That's okay? Right.
We're always winners here. We're all winners here. This is simply a tracking system to make sure that we are on the right track.
Yep.
Now, I don't know about you, Kat. When I train, I grew up an athlete. You did too.
Yep.
And when I train, I'm showing up to win.
Yeah.
I'm not showing up just to learn something and just to like see what happens, right? I'm showing up to get the W. Only one person's wins.
Only one person wins.
Right? And we don't want to live a sloppy life. We want to be really, really crisp and clean. And we want to make sure that we are showing up as the best person possible. And what we found with people with daily deposit, when something is at stake, when there is an L, a loss at stake, we find they push the pedal a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And if nothing is at stake, it's much easier to kind of pull the pedal back. And what's interesting is about adults. Remember earlier I said adults kind of have a little bit of a harder time learning. The best way for adults to learn is to toggle back and forth between very intense time and then rest. Very intense time and then rest. That's how adults learn. And so the game day list, it really sets you up to be able to be like, hey, I'm going to be intense and get these needle moving things done. And then I'm going to win and rest. And when that L is at stake, when there's a win lose at stake, I would bet that you're going to be a little bit more intense than you would if there was nothing at stake at all. And so one of the best things I would just encourage you to do is to use this simply as a tracking system to make it a goal to win the week, maybe have a few more W's than L's during the week, and really not to be emotionally attached to the L. This is really great mental training for you that as you experience losses and failures in life, you can really embrace them. And just know that you're doing a great job today. You're going to do even better tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And if you're not getting it now, you're going to get it next time.
You win some, you lose some.
You win some, you lose some.
But truly, if you have prepared, you've planned, you have fought, you can be proud of winning and losing.
There's no reason.
It's not your identity. Mm-hmm. It's just an event. I lost yesterday.
Yeah, it's okay.
I didn't honestly plan that well.
Yeah. And life also happened. It helps you reflect. You want to talk about that a little bit?
I would love to, actually. So I was just reading in a book, and it was talking about how there's all these cardiac students who were learning on a virtual system, and they were trying to help heart attack patients. Well, this one student could not get it. Now, in order to learn, it's really good to have a coach, to have mm-hmm. some reinforcement, and to really practice your craft. Well, this guy was doing all of the right things, so it seemed. And so finally, the coach is like, why are you the only one who's not getting this? Everyone else has gone home. Yeah. You cannot get this. So finally, the coach said, okay, put everything down. I want you to stop, and I want you to reflect on where you feel confident and where you're having doubt. So they went through all the whole system, and they thought, here's where the confidence is, here's where the doubt is. And as soon as they clarified that through reflection, he got it perfect the very next time.
Wow.
So there's a huge, huge opportunity mm-hmm. to reflect on your day yeah. and not just like put blinders on and go into the next day. Can yeah. really strengthen you.
And you know, all I can think about is football right now. I'm not yeah. sure why, but even if the team wins or loses, they are reflecting on the film.
Yes, right? They are. You're right.
I remember I was a cheerleader. You were too. The football players would have to go on Saturday morning to reflect on the film, no matter what the score was. Mm-hmm. And so this win and lose, I would just encourage you to reflect on each day.
So good.
No matter what happens.
So good.
Yeah.
And you have a really good outlook on this. It's really not about even the day. It's about like, what is the average?
The average.
Right. So like if you have 3 W's and 2 L's, you can feel so good about your week.
Yeah. And if you have 3 L's and 2 W's, you can feel
whatever,
so good about
it. Yeah. Just feel really good about making progress, because I guarantee mm-hmm. you, you're moving the needle more than you ever have.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And I also want to just real quick let you know that the more you do this, the more you're going to accurately put together your game day list.
Yeah.
You're going to get to know yourself and know, hey, this usually takes me this much time. Hey, this really drains my brain. So my mental work is going to be this, and then my physical work is going to be this. Just keep at it, really buy into this process, and you're going to really learn so much about yourself
yep.
in the best way.
So good. I love it so yes. much.
So we hope you enjoy this daily deposit practice. No matter where it gets done for you, just let us know how it's going. You can message us at The Guide Culture on Instagram, and like we said, Needle Movers is a self-paced program that really breaks it down on moving the needle in your life. The what, the how, and the where. You know, what are the needle moving activities, how to get it all in, and where to live your life in terms of time and energy to make sure you are building a business and a life that lasts long term. So let us know how you like it and stay in touch, and we hope you go move the needle.
That's right. And if you are interested in Needle Movers but you're not ready yet, Please join us in the Facebook group Winner's Circle, Guide Culture Winner's Circle.
Yes.
And we can support you there as well.
Yes, we'll link it. There's going to be so much valuable information In there. And if you have any questions about Daily Deposit, just head into the Winner's Circle and we are there for you to answer any questions you have.